Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime, more than 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of a number of books, including Chuck versus the Business World. He's our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Ray, in the previous segment, I was making the case that basically arose out of someone asking me to explain why the economy is languishing right now at less than 2% average growth, GDP growth. And what I said was, follow me here. Most small businesses get their growth capital from bank loans. More than three-fourths of small businesses don't want or can't get a bank loan. And yet small business owners are over half of the U.S. economy. So when you've got the capital source is not being used by three-fourths of the small businesses, and yet they're the ones who are driving the economy, then to me, it's not a mystery at all why the economy is languishing. What do you think?
Oh, no, it's always about small business in terms of innovation, economic growth, job creation, so on and so on. So you're absolutely right. And when you look at those numbers, it doesn't surprise me at all. There are a host of other numbers that should have us concerned about what's going on with small businesses. You know, we always, Wall Street, and understandably so, they talk about corporate profits because those are publicly traded companies. But when you look at proprietor's income, which tends not to be noticed by anybody, but that's the money made by, you know, the self-employed and partnerships and et cetera, that actually has never recovered from the 2006 high. We're still down in real terms.
Even though it was reported a while back about the small business profits were up, right after that, I polled my audience. I report on other surveys on profitability with other organizations, many more, much, you know, that are actually scientific. Mine isn't scientific, but theirs are. And the complete all three refuted the idea that small business profits were up.
Yeah, and the numbers are there. I mean, again, if you look at proprietor's income, it's off, and it's still down in real terms versus 2006. While corporate profits have recovered, and that's good that corporate profits have recovered. But when you look at the small business sector, that's a huge concern, and then just the level of self-employment has been dropping. Again, right. From the high in 2006, we've been dropping in terms of the number of self-employed. So,
I don't know if you remember, but into 2008, early 2009, people were starting to say, "Oh, just wait till the startups kick in." And I said this way back then, there will not be a startup phenomena in this recovery. Because the source of capital for startups, home equity and credit card loans, had dried up.
Home equity, credit card loans. Bottom line is when you look at public policy, you and I have discussed this before, but every major area of public policy is pointed in the wrong direction, and it clearly says to entrepreneurs, investors, you know, venture capitalists, angel investors, and so on and so on. Why would you want to take the risks now? Why would you want to, you know, take the plunge into entrepreneurship or investing in entrepreneurial ventures or in business in general when you look at the tax and regulatory and spending and trade and monetary policy?
And the rhetoric. Don't forget the rhetoric, the anti-business rhetoric, the anti-success rhetoric.
Oh, absolutely. And it goes right along with it. I mean, you know, oftentimes you see this disconnect among the political class in terms of what they say and what they're doing, but there's no disconnect over the last several years. It's been very much an anti-business rhetoric, and that's lined up with anti-business and anti-investment policies, unfortunately.
So what's the answer?
Almost everything we've been doing on the policy front, right, has to be pointed in the opposite direction. You know, and we're in difficult times, so we decided to raise taxes this year. That made a lot of sense, right? Well, no, actually it doesn't. You know, regulation has been mounting, and the threats of continued regulation, Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, on the energy front, you know, pick your poison. We've already done damage, and there's more damage coming. We need to be deregulating, not regulating.
Right. Oh, no, that's not. We've got more to come with our good friend Ray Keating. He'll have more insights into what's going on and what we need to do to fix this scenario, this problem, this issue we've got here today with our good friend Ray Keating, and I will be right back. 20 till, stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.